Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a daily opportunity to stop for a moment and listen to God. Let me read to you from the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 to 17. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would it hear? Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? I love Paul's sense of humour. He imagines a conversation going on within the body, which is plainly ridiculous. It would be crazy if the ear were to complain that it wasn't a proper part of the body because it was an eye. But funny as it is, Paul is making a very serious point. He's talking about inferiority complexes, and they get everywhere. Many people in churches look down on themselves. Some think that they don't count because they're only a Sunday school teacher, or only a cleaner, or only a newcomer. Paul wants to make it clear that, so far as God is concerned, there are no only people in the Bible. Every single person is vital. Paul recognises that there's another problem as well, and that's the problem of having a superiority complex. And this is just as absurd. Paul imagines the eye saying to the hand, I don't need you, and the head saying to the feet, I don't need you. Not only would it be offensive for the parts of the body to talk to one another like that, but it would also be absolutely wrong. The eye does need the hand, and the head does need the feet. In every organisation, there tends to be a pecking order. Without much thought, you can work out who are seen as the most powerful and important in the organisation and who are the least powerful and the most unimportant. But Paul protests that in the church, just like in the body, everyone is absolutely crucial. We need to learn to treasure everybody and to value them highly because God has placed them within the church. And without them, the church would be unable to function. Let me pray with you. Lord, help us to value the members of our churches in the way that you do. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I do hope you have a good day and that you'll listen in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier Radio.